This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Ooh, it's looking like blue skies today. It's Friday.
Hey. Yes. Is your kid's new band cringe called Cringecore?
No, that's the name of his song.
I thought the song was called Can of Bliss.
Nope, that's the name of his band, Can of Bliss. Yep. Can of Bliss, which some people can figure right out. It's right. I'm super proud. I'm a proud mom. I am, actually. I think it's great.
It's an incredibly unique song. Really cool.
It is all him. That's for sure. No question.
So he's singing.
He's doing everything on that. Yeah, that's all. Can of Bliss is him.
Wow.
Brent and I are discussing maybe playing a tiny little chunk of that during the new music. He actually said I could, but it's like there's a lot of stuff in there. I'm like, oh boy, bad mom on display. We're hotboxing in our room. It's boy.
Oh, it's art, Sarah.
Right. I mean, he's just trying to be teen angsty, right?
Right.
I had a long conversation with him about real estate. I go, okay, so listen, are you okay? Because I just, you know, I'm here for you. We can talk about this.
I'm listening. Anything
he's like, Ma, it's fine. It's funny. I'm like, okay, hon. Great. Anyway,
okay,
hi, you guys.
Okay.
I'm okay. You're okay. No, I'm not okay. So it's time for Celebrity Trash, which is brought to you by Radio.com's I'm Listening special. During National Suicide Prevention Month and beyond, the I'm Listening initiative aims to ensure that mental health conversations are seen as commonplace, met with acceptance. They've got the power of shared stories here. Experiences from people like Jon Bon Jovi, Katy Perry, Thomas Rhett, Luke Combs, G-Eazy, members of Guns N' Roses, Cage the Elephant, TLC, health professionals, and many more. They're trying to change how we approach discussing mental health. I'm Listening is here to remind us that it's okay to not be okay. Just, you got to talk about it. The special two-hour event is this coming Wednesday, the 23rd, at 6 p.m. Jane has actually done a couple of interviews specifically for this. Talk has the power to save lives. She did interviews with Alanis Morissette and Jewel. If you want more information, go to radioalice.com or radio.com/I'm-listening. We have all kinds of info for you. We're going to start with something completely fun and inconsequential. This is not...
All right.
Yeah, this is really, there's no COVID in this story. There's no stress and strife. This is about Fast Times at Ridgemont High. For some reason, last night, a bunch of stars got together and did a table read for this. They did it over Zoom. So everyone's in their own place. And
is it an anniversary or something? Maybe that's why.
You know, I don't know. I didn't. I did was listen to the chunk that I listened to and thought, oh, that's, isn't that fun?
Okay.
Sort of interesting. I was intrigued by the fact that Brad Pitt plays the Brad Hamilton part, and his ex-wife, Jennifer Aniston, was Linda Barrett, the girl that Brad lusts after, the one who walks in on him while he's...
Phoebe Cates, yes.
While he's getting himself...
Right. We all love that
that's
scene.
That's the one
well,
scene.
Well, that, the right, yes.
Sure. No, that is the scene. She's topless in the pool, and then she stumbles in on him.
Right.
She finds out that he's been watching her, and I touch myself. I want you to touch me.
So the release date was August 13th, 82. So it wouldn't be that celebration, but all right. I don't see any reason specifically for it is what I was looking for.
Bored in the house and they're in the house bored? That could be it. So there are actually a lot of stars in this playing all different. And actually, Sean Penn is in it, although they don't credit him with. He's not Spicoli. Shia LaDouche is playing Spicoli. Morgan Freeman was the narrator. Jimmy Kimmel, John Legend, and Sean Penn were all in it, although they don't give them a credit in this particular story.
Julia Roberts did it.
Yeah, he jumped on.
I think that's absolutely perfect. Like, you wouldn't want him to do Spicoli because he already did that.
Right.
But to show participation is really cool.
Yeah, he just wanted, and basically, you know, there he was hanging for this read. He just wanted to be part of it. So it's long, you know, it's the whole movie. They sat around doing this table read. Julia Roberts is in it. She plays Stacy, Brad's sister, and Linda's best friend. Shia LaBeouf was Jeff Spicoli. Dane Cook was Mark Ratner. Matthew McConaughey's in it. I don't remember all these characters by name. I guess I'd have to see the original people who played him. Mike Damone, Ray Liotta was Mr. Hand. So it's a big famous gathering of people via Zoom.
That's incredible.
We do have the Brad Pitt, Jen Aniston exchange. And we put the whole thing, by the way, up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want a quick link to the entire, you know, maybe you're bored in the house and you're in the house bored and this sounds like something you'd want to listen to. Go ahead, Brittany.
Hey, Brad, you have a cute...
The daydream evaporation. We see a real life again with an interior Brad bathroom angle on Linda's face. In the doorway of Brad's bathroom as she watches the sight before her. Angle on Brad, trying to cover himself and act nonchalant and keep his back turned at the same time. The words barely escape his mouth.
Wait just a minute.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I did not know anybody was in here.
Linda turns, goes immediately as if she wants to forget what she just saw as quickly as possible. She closes the door behind her.
Doesn't anybody knock anymore?
And the best part about the whole thing is that all these other celebrities are in the Zoom meeting and it's flashing between them. So you can see Jimmy Kimmel cracking up. You can see Julia Roberts cracking up as this particular exchange is happening. So Morgan Freeman is the narrator. He's actually reading the parts of the script that aren't dialogue. So
yeah, he had some trouble there for a second.
I couldn't even
recognize him as himself until he got a little bit into that. It looks
he's a lot more slow and deliberate with his pacing and
sort of buttery almost normally. It looks like they did this for charity.
Oh, great. So they raised some money. That's fantastic. Right. Anyway, if you want to watch the full thing, it's up at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. And it is pretty funny to see Brad and Jennifer have that exchange considering their history. They're definitely getting back together, she said.
Oh, boy, really?
So.
Okay.
I'm sure they're not, but I wish they would. Marvel has found its new She-Hulk. I did not know there
Marvel,
was going to be...
Sarah, it's Marvel.
Okay, Marvel, whatever you want. They found a She-Hulk.
So the Hulk has a wife? Or is there or just a female version? Right,
I don't know. I mean, somebody fell into... Like, what happened to him? Was he just exposed to radioactivity? How did the Hulk happen? Can anyone quickly sum up how the Hulk became the Hulk?
I thought it was something Dr. David Banner was doing something in the lab and
injected himself with something that caused him to.
I thought that's what it was, but I'm not.
Accidental exposure to gamma rays.
Oh, gamma rays. All right. So this girl also somehow was accidentally exposed to gamma rays, and she's become the female Hulk. She's 5'4", Tatiana Maslany. She's from Orphan Black. And she is going to star.
Okay.
So that's a good choice. I'm fine with
that. She's a great actress for sure. Absolutely.
She will star in She-Hulk on Disney Plus. I don't have any word on when that's going to debut, but I like that, you know, the angry girl turns into a green giant. In the comics, there is actually a precedence for this. There was a She-Hulk comic. In the comics, her name when she's not the Hulk is Jennifer Walters. She's an attorney and cousin of Bruce Banner, and he had to give her an emergency transfusion from him to save her life. And now
Oh, and that's why. Got it. Now she's She-Hulk. Okay. All right.
So check this out, though. When She-Hulk's out, she keeps her intelligence, personality, and emotional control. So I'm not sure. Isn't it just, aren't they supposed to change into the Hulk when they're super, you know, you don't wouldn't like me when I'm angry, and then they then they're
when he's mad.
So she just, she's like, uh-oh, I'm getting angry. I better go hide somewhere and hunker down so no one knows I'm the Hulk. The Hulk himself, Mark Ruffalo, the current Hulk, tweeted, welcome to the family, cuz. So there you go.
I wonder how they're going to deal with the wardrobe. You know, how Hulk, he
breaks out
his clothes and he has like a torn off jeans and. For her,
listen, yoga pants and spandex, they'll stretch to fit anything. She'll be she'll be absolutely fine. She'll have a bralette on.
Do you get your new yoga pants yet? I know that
They're coming tomorrow. I just got a thing from Lululemon. They said they're on their way and they'll be there tomorrow.
Like, oh, that's very exciting.
I couldn't be more excited. I can't wait to wrap my legs in a cloud, as I'm being told is the case.
Man,
all right, brace
does
yourself.
Sound delightful. I'd like to wrap my legs in a cloud too.
Right? Doesn't it sound like who doesn't want to sit there? Who doesn't want to be sitting in a cloud? Come on, man. Sounds great.
Very nice.
Brace yourself. This is not good news, and it just it speaks to the where we're at as a society. Oh, I'll just read you the first line, and you tell me. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens!
Oh.
A new unscripted series starring Tiger King breakout star Carol Baskin and her husband, that weird dude, Howard Baskin. It is in development. This is according to a report yesterday by Variety. Think Factory Media is going to be following the big cat rescue owners as they hunt down and call out various entities engaging in animal abuse and exploitation. So the adventures of Carol Baskin and that guy she keeps on a leash, who might get disappeared at some point if he doesn't watch it. She says, this is a chance for us to use our new platform to battle the everyday evils facing big cats and so many other animals. This is a statement from Carol, in case you didn't catch my impression. Working with Think Factory on this show will help us further our life's mission while bringing important stories and information to cool cats and kittens across the country. I'm sorry.
Carol Baskin killed her, husband,
whacked
him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
I wonder if that'll be the theme song for the new show. She's currently on Dancing with the Stars. I'm sure that's not long for this world. Her,
I cannot believe in to begin with that breeding tigers in the United States is somehow legal. I just don't, I do not get it that that's an option for people.
It's, yeah, I don't know how these things weren't passed many, many years ago. We shouldn't be breeding big cats. I 100% agree. They grow up, they're adorable when they're kittens. What did he say? The useful life of a kitten is 6 weeks or 6 months? 6 months.
Right. I don't I don't remember, but it's very short compared to the lifetime.
Yeah,
that a tiger is alive. It's a very, it's not, it's like 1% of their life.
Then
is,
it just becomes a feeding problem, you know? Mm-hmm. What did he say? $10,000 a year to feed these cats?
And they're feeding them grub they've gotten from the trash behind Walmart. Like, it's just not like that.
Walmart gives them their expired meat. That just sounds, I mean, what kind of life are these animals having? If their useful lifespan, as far as, you know, being a cute thing that somebody can come get their picture taken with is 6 months, right? Just that statement alone makes it illegal to breed them. Come on.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Have a care for animals. I don't even, you know, I'm not a huge animal activist, but, you know, even I, with my cold, dead heart, can see that that is not okay. Chrissy Teigen is in the news. She's having a very difficult time with this pregnancy. So she was on Instagram. Apparently she was on Instagram live because this slipped out, and she, you know, if she had slipped it out into just a regular video, she could have not posted it. She basically says, my placenta sucks. That's why I'm on bed rest. She says, it's always been kind of the bad part of my pregnancy with Luna, with Miles. It just like stopped feeding him. It stopped taking care of him. I was like stealing all of his food. I was getting huge, but he wasn't getting big at all. So he came out early. This is about their son. Luna also had to come out early. I was induced both times. And then she talks about how this current baby is doing. And she says, anyway, my placenta's super weak. It's so weird because the baby's really healthy. He's big. He's probably, oops. She goes, I guess I might just let it be out.
Uh-huh.
She's talking about she's on bed rest. She thought bed rest was just stay home. And turns out that's not what bed rest is. 34-year-old Chrissy Teigen revealed on her Instagram story. This was on Tuesday. This was before she revealed the sex of the baby. That she said she misinterpreted what bed rest actually means. She says, now I'm in trouble. I didn't really know bed rest was in bed. I honestly thought bed rest was you have to really, really relax. Stay home. And there she is in the bed saying, I guess I know now. I thought it could be couch rest. Despite the difficult pregnancy, she says she feels good and is trying to be as healthy as possible. She says, I guess I'm being punished for talking so much about how great the first two went. Which then the next day she says they were difficult too. So, I don't know. She's pregnant. Give her a pass.
Well, I wouldn't want to be in her shoes, and it's okay for her to be, I don't know. It sounds a little whiny, but I can see why. I would not want to be in bed when I'm sick and I have to do 2 days in bed.
Yep.
I feel like the cabin fever is beyond belief.
And when you really can only get out of that bed for a bathroom break, it's wow.
But months on end, yeah, that would be really hard.
And here's a story for you just to blow your mind. Trevor Noah, who hosts The Daily Show. He is maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 years now anyway. And he's an author as well and does stand up. And clearly he's got some change because he bought a property in Bel Air a little less than 2 years ago and paid $20 million for it.
Wow.
Yeah. I felt the same way. Not only was he doing great, he's got $20 million to buy a place in Bel Air, and also The Daily Show is taped in New York. So I don't know where he's living. Okay. He just sold it for $21.7 million.
All right.
And it never went on the market. Some cash buyer came in and scooped it up. Somebody found this out by looking at public records. And it's a really, really modern looking mansion. It looks like a series of boxes with overhangs and glass. It's gorgeous. I love modern houses like this. And for $20 million, it better be gorgeous. But I did think to myself, Trevor Noah's got $20 million to plunk. There it is. $20 million to plunk down on a house.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, huh? Bel Air, baby. Oh, look at that place. That is spec-frickin-tacular.
And did you say he even moved into it? The way it sounds like he'd never even lived in it.
Well, he owned it for about 2 years, a little less than 2 years. It's not really saying in this story. You know, it's only 2,200 square feet. The upstairs is 2,200 square feet.
Of course.
Yeah, what am I talking about?
Look at that, though. You have no walls. All glass.
It's just a look. What? Go down on the pool again? I thought it was just a rectangular pool, but it... Mm-hmm. Looks like it turns a corner and cascades down. Yeah, that place is pretty spectacular. Congratulations on being you, Trevor Noah. Oh, boy. That is a mess.
That's probably the view right there.
Who does that? Come on.
Well, designers do it, Vin, and then no one lives there, so everything's pristine. Don't worry.
White couches. Look at that crap. You can't live in that.
Can you please put a link to that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so people can look at this, too? This is good for you. You know what? Congratulations, Trevor Noah. It's all working out for you, buddy.
Everybody knows the lightest you can go is a tan or a beige. You cannot go white couches. That's just not an option.
Jesus. I actually own a white couch, and you know what that thing is? It's covered in things that won't let anyone touch the white part of it. I don't know what I was thinking.
A white couch and the black floors. Look at you.
I know. What am I, stupid? Something to ponder. All right. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Cheeseburgers are in the news. Also, I'll get to that. I don't think I even got to that technology story I teased, so I'll do that next after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.